Part 4. His Master's Voice.
Chapter 27. Rex, this is where I live now. When they decided we were just people enough that they could not destroy us, they needed to find something to do with us. They built towns. They built them quickly in parts of the world where they could keep an eye on us and destroy us if they needed to. That is what I think. This town is in America, and they call it The Pound. This is a human joke. The Pound is made of concrete boxes stacked on top of each other, all of them exactly the same. They keep the rain off. They were given to us with plain, hard floors and doorless entrances and big, solid steps up the outside to get to the higher boxes. It was the least they could do, the human said. And they feed us. It is not much, and it is not good, but they feed us. What they feed us has bad things put into it, and those who eat the free food are slow and dull and often confused unless they have good engineering like me and the later models. Free is something I understand now. I know about free and price, and why anything that is for free is not to be trusted. The Pound was built on a concrete island made in East River, just like the Rikers Island human town nearby. There is a causeway that runs between the island and the mainland because they want to see us and keep track of us. Besides, they have a use for us now. We do work for them. They poured us in here, hundreds of us, and they watch us all the time with cameras. There are always flitters overhead. There are armed police where the causeway reaches the mainland. They agreed not to destroy us. They do not have to like us. I do not know what they thought we would do when we came here. Perhaps they thought we would just sit and eat the bad food and live in the bare boxes until we died and were not a problem anymore. Firstly, we fought. Most of us had not met. We needed to know who was leader. Those who were not dog pack, they stayed out of it. There are some bears here, some dragons, the veterans of other multiform assault packs that were going to be deployed. There are some rats. There are some badgers and possums. There is a thing that calls itself a lemur and was part of some aborted project for bioform pets. There are no bees here. Perhaps humans are not willing to accept that bees, like bees, were anything more than just bees. We fought, and we formed packs, and small packs fought until there were big packs. I have done well in this. Some here were with me in the big cage near the court, and they knew I was leader. Others had red mark stamps and had fought in Campeche. We fought a bit, but they made me leader too. A few strange dogs and others came to me because they were cleverer than most and had found out what happened at the court. I am leader over many packs, and my packs live in a quarter of the pound. We are the biggest of all the big packs. There are 9 others. My packs keep an eye on them. Some will join us soon, I think. Others fight us. The humans don't care if we fight. Or even if we kill each other, the humans only care if we leave the pound without a work permit. This is work for bioforms. Never enough, but there are always those who can use us. They come to the pound's gate with papers allowing them to hire us, and they send people in with what they need. The big pack leaders choose who goes. I try to be fair. Everyone gets a chance to work. If they do well, they get another chance. If not, there are always plenty more. We like to work. Work gives us a master, even for a little while, even if we must go back to the pound. Work gives us money, too. I know we do not get much money for what we do. We are stronger than humans, faster and with keener senses. We get paid less for doing more, but that is all right for now. There are many humans who come just inside the gate of the pound with licenses to sell us things. They sell us soft rugs for our boxes, and they sell us cheap computers and entertainment sets, and they sell us food. Most of all, it is food we buy, food without bad things in it, food that lets us think clearly. I am Big Pack Leader. I do work, but my followers give me a little of what their work earns. I have a computer. I have an account with a human bank, opened through a human intermediary. Humans pay us only a little, but it is still money. Each day, there is more money. Someday, we will have to find something to do with it. I go down to the gate to make sure everything is right. It is not. Max is there, with some of his pack, trying to push more of his people into what jobs there are. Max is also a military bioform. He was owned by a private security firm called Mercanator, and was in a lot of fighting in Tanzania and Burundi. He is a different model to me, thinner and long-snouted with pointed ears. We face off, him and me, his pack and my pack. We snarl and circle and weigh up how many each has brought and which are known fighters. Members of other big packs keep to the outskirts, but they might join in if they scent weakness or if they have been bribed. I know Max. We have met and talked often, and I like him, even though he is sometimes my enemy. He is doing what is best for his pack, as I am for mine. We bare our teeth, and a few of our weaker followers get into brief skirmishes that break apart almost instantly. More bark than bite. Max and I lock stares. Neither of us wants to have to settle this personally. If the winner is badly hurt, he will not be leader for much longer. Max has been fighting for longer than me, but I am a more recent model. I was made stronger and faster. He averts his gaze first, and the fight does not happen. Order is restored, and every big pack gets their proper share of the jobs. But I will send messengers to Max so we can talk. He must think he is owed a larger share. Perhaps he has more people now. We must size up each other's packs. Most jobs are to guard places, warehouses, empty buildings, offices. Thieves will not go where there is a bioform. Other jobs are to lift and carry. We are very strong. Sometimes there are specialist jobs. The more unusual forms can be paid just to be stared at. The rats are good at going down tunnels and mending wires. We dogs are asked to sniff out drugs or trapped people or bombs. Some of us have been killed. Other jobs are secret. We are given requirements, but no details. All jobs are checked by the human government, but I am worried some jobs are still bad jobs. I am worried bad men pay money to get their jobs past the gate. I am worried that other bad men are from the human government. Sometimes our people do not come back from these bad jobs. Other times they do. But their headwear has been damaged to try and stop them telling what they did. We remember those things they can tell, though. We have many ways of repairing headwear. They do not realize how much we know. I have a good job for tomorrow. There are some jobs given to a very few bioforms, those who have good voices and can be careful around humans. I am known to humans. I am a celebrity. Sometimes a rich human wants a bodyguard. These are the best jobs, but they are not just for anybody. I am a good bodyguard because I have a good voice for talking to humans, as well as a loud voice for growling at them. Thinking about this makes me happy. My good voice is the voice Honey downloaded into me for the trial, just like I always wanted. And even as I think this, I have a comms call, Honey's channel. Hello, Rex. We are not supposed to have comms capability anymore, although many of us have been able to re-establish functionability by working around the blocks. I tell Honey I am happy to hear from her. This is the first time since the court. Honey's channel. I hear you're out in the city tomorrow, Rex. My channel. I have a job. Honey's channel. I have arranged for your employer to give you some time off for lunch. Would you like to meet me for lunch, Rex? My channel. Yes, very much. Honey's channel. Your vocabulary is improving, Rex. That's good. I will tell you where to meet me. We have a lot to talk about.